This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. We begin Yud Tet Amud Aleph, 19a, the first section. So yesterday we had a problem. We're trying to figure out who the author of our Mishnah is. Our Mishnah allows the water kissing, but it does not allow the ruse of immersion. Right then, we saw that the Rebbe says no to both. The Chachamim say yes to both, and we're not sure who the author of the Mishnah is. So yesterday we figured out how it could be Rebbe. Again, top of the page, V'ibayis Ema Rabbanan. It could be that we're going to square the Brice and the Mishnah according to the position of the Rabbanan. How does that work? The Rabbanan say on Yontif, everything's allowed. But on Shabbos, which is our Mishnah, you're allowed to do the water kissing, you're not allowed to do the immersion. And that is how we square our Mishnah with the authorship of the Chachamim. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. All right, we have learned, the rabbis learned, Kli Shenitma Me'erev Yontif. A Kli that has become impure from before Yontif. Ein Matbilino So Ben Ashmashos. You may not immerse that kli, right? Bein hashmashos on erev yontif. All right, so as you're going into yontif, you can't run to the mikveh bein hashmashos in that twilight period between sunset and dark and immerse the kli. Rav Shimon Shizuri omer. So Rav Shimon Shizuri says, af becholin matbilin oso. Even on a weekday, not just erev yontif, right? Any day of the year. You're not allowed to, immerse a vessel, ben ashmashos, mipnei shitzarich he'erev shemesh. Right? Because a vessel requires he'erev shemesh, right? It requires that the sun set. All right, so if you have an impure vessel, right, you can't just take it to the mikvah. You have to wait until that vessel sits through one, sunset after, if you will. So what happens if you take that vessel? It becomes impure the afternoon. You run to the mikvah ben ashvashos. So it's very possible, that you immersed it before it had its Herev Shemesh, before the sun went down, before it was completely set. So then you have to wait another full day before you use that vessel. Okay. That's the concept of Herev Shemesh. I got to wait for the sun to go down. Okay. So now, all right, we have an argument. The Chachamim say this is only a problem in Erev Yontif. Shimon Shizuri says it is always a problem. All right, and the Gemara now asks, wait a minute, B'tana Kama Lo Bai Erev Shemesh. Right? It can't be that that's what they're arguing about, because that's a rhetorical question. The Tana Kama doesn't require Erev Shemesh. He allows you to just go right ahead and immerse the vessel in Ben Hashmashos and knock yourself out. Impossible. So what then are they arguing about? So Amar Rava, Ashkhetinu l'Rabbanan devei Rav, right? I found the Chachamim in the house of Rav. D'yasvei b'ka'amrei, they're sitting and saying, right? So they're sitting around learning, and this is what they said. B'mach shavto nikeres mitoch ma'asav k'miflegei. Right? Do we assume that we can ascertain a person's mindset and knowledge from their actions? Right, what's the case? You go on the nakit mana biyada. You have this item in your hand. We see the guy's running to get a tovald ben ashmashos. Mar savar. Right, one person says, "Haydika rahid ve'azil." The fact that he's running and going made the yada by Herev Shemesh. He knows that he needs Herev Shemesh. And therefore he knows a way. Umar Sabar Machmas Malachta Hudika right. No, it's only because of his work that he's running, but he has no idea about Harev Shemesh. Now, how does that all play out? I mean, the guy is running, okay? If you're running to the mikvah, so it's clear that you're aware, right, that you're trying to get it in right before the sun sets. And if you miss that, you know, if you miss your time period, right, if you blow it, so then you know that you won't be able to use it for the next day. That's the position of the Chachamim. Yes, they're aware. You're running to try and beat the clock. Okay, you might not make it. So if you don't make it, so you won't use it for another day. That is why on Yontif, right, we don't let you do it. Because on Yontif, if we let you go in Ashmashos and you can't use it for Yontif, so you're totaling something that you're not allowed to use on Yontif. So we shouldn't let you do it. But during the week, right, during any other day of the year, no problem. We'll let you go because you're aware of it. All right. And Rav Shimon Shizuri says, no. I mean, why are you running? Because you're late from work. You're going there. You're going here. But we have no idea what you know. And therefore, maybe you'll miss the cutoff. Maybe you'll immerse it and then start using it. And therefore, you should never do the immersion bein ha-shmashos. Good. So now, that's all well and good. All right, so Rava says that he found the house of Rav, and this is what they said. And Rava said, I said to them, no, I mean, in a case where, it's clear from his actions, everybody agrees in that case. That's not what they're arguing about. Right, what's the case here? The person thought it became tameh with less than a lentil's worth, right? Less than the minimum shear it would take to actually make it impure. Ve'asa lekame the rabbanon l'shiule, and they came to the rabbis and asked them, "Bepachos micha adasha itame ala, with less than the lentil's worth, does it become tameh or not?" Right, now the answer to that question is obvious: no. So Mar Savar Midahalo Gamir. Herev Shemesh Namilo Gamir. Right? If you don't know that less than a lentil's worth doesn't contract tuma, doesn't spread tuma, so you don't have any clue about Herev Shemesh. And therefore, every night of the year, forget it. Don't do it because you don't know anything. Umar Savar the Chacham say no. Hahu de lo gamir. No, that he didn't know, but Harev Shemesh, come here, but Harev Shemesh, you did know, okay? Right? I mean, it doesn't mean, the fact that you don't know one thing doesn't mean you're a complete ignoramus. Okay, so just to wrap all of that up, right, so I'm not sure how, so a lot of information about Harev Shemesh and Tefillah, right, the vessel has to be immersed, and then it has to wait for the sun to set, right? That's the Harev Shemesh. If you get it in Ben HaShmashos, right, we're not sure if the right. You might have blown it. Right, when you run to get there, it's because you're aware of it. Right, maybe that's the argument. Maybe the argument is about, if I know A, then I must know B, or vice versa. Now the Gemara moves on to the next piece. Right, Tana Rabbanan Ketzad Migav Legav. Sorry, Matbila Migav Legav. Right, the Mishnah says that we can tova from one purpose to another, right? Now, Tana Rabban, the rabbis learn, Ketzah migav legav. What does it mean, migav legav, from one to the other? So, harocha lasos gito al gav kado. Right? So, let's say, right, you want, gito is your wine press, kado is, let's say, your oil jug, right? So, you immersed it for the oil, and now, right, you want to, maybe a hiddur, you want to immerse it again before you go to the wine press, or vice versa, v'chado agabe gito, the first user for the wine press, now you want to immerse it again, and you immersed it again for the wine press, and now you want to immerse it again for the oil. So that you're allowed to do. And you're allowed to do it because the first tefillah, the first immersion already worked. So the second one that you want to do on Yontif is not actually accomplishing anything, and therefore, we say, gesunte hate, knock yourself out, go ahead. Ketzad me chabura le chabura. What does it mean to go from chabura, from one group to another? All right. So you're eating your korban Pesach in one chabur, and you want to move to another group. Right. So then, arishus biyado. Right. Then that indeed is your prerogative. Right. You want to immerse yourself for the second group. Right. That's the connection here. So knock yourself out, right? Because you immersed, you're already tar from the first group. Okay, for some reason you want to immerse before the second group. It doesn't add anything to the first one, so we say gezuntahit. Good. New Mishnah. Beishamai omrim. Beishamai says mevi'in shlamin ve'en somchen aleim. You can bring a korban shlamim, right? A korban shlamim, a peace offering the owner gets, the kohen gets, and the altar gets. But you don't do smicha, don't lay your hands on the head of the korban. Avalo olos, but you cannot bring offerings that are fully consumed because you're not eating any of those, any of the meat on Yontif. Right? We're talking here about Yontif. Obviously, during a weekday, you can bring all kinds of korbanos. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Mevi'in shlamim, ve'olos v'somchen aleim. Beis Hillel says, you can bring the shlamim. You can bring the olos, right? You can bring the peace offering. You can bring the consumed offering. And you can rest your hands on that korban and perform smicha. And that concludes our learning for today. Please come back tomorrow. We will start the Gemara.